Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Tunnel screen to Shakir, works his way through a tackler, stays on his feet, breaks away from another 20, 10, 5, Khalil Shakir, slippery as ever. Play clock in one, handoff to Kamara, who is slammed and dropped by the rookie, Deion Walker.
It's Mike Shope.
Orbit motion, it's a reverse. Alave going Philly special, and it's intercepted by Cole Bishop at the 2-yard line, and up the sideline he goes. What a play by Cole Bishop.
And the Bulldog
fakes the handoff to Cook. Allen gonna run it. Tucks it, and he reaches the goal line. The beast has been released as he takes it in on a 5-yard touchdown run. Fakes the throw to the flat, looks down the sideline. He's got Kincaid, who's going to walk it in for a 23-yard touchdown.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. You worried for us? Are you worried for the good people of Western New York and your friends, your family, our listeners, our colleagues? Are you worried for the whole scene?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I don't know how we're going to make it to January here. I'm afraid we're not going to make. I mean that's obviously hyperbole. We'll get maybe all of us won't. I mean, you know, something could happen, but not that I'm predicting that. But I think the fan base is going to lose its mind by January.
Why?
I just think these wins are like they're not enough. I think the wins are not enough. I think we're bored. They're just like sitting back going, I don't know, it's just not good enough.
Well, I guess, am I allowed to be of two minds about that?
Of course.
Like, I think this is probably most people, and we'll see if it's the angel or the devil that wins out, mm-hmm. right? Like, this goes back a few years now, where, yeah, you want to see them blow out the likes of the Saints, and you might think they should, you know? I mean, it was 15.5 points, but they win by 12. Instead, and it's not like it was closer than that. I mean, it was a close game. It was a good game. I don't know. I think, you know, win's a win, kind of like you're talking about the season mm-hmm. largely, and you still have Allen. You know, you have some injury stuff, but you don't have the likes of maybe what Baltimore's facing or who knows whatever else around the league, Carolina, like just teams that might seem like they're already undone. And so this isn't that. So, you know, Sun's out. 4-0, division looks easy. Maybe not New England. We'll talk about them all week. We'll see. Looks good. I do, defensively, it's a good thing, I think, if you want to be optimistic, that they have a few impact players who are out. Because if they had the full complement yesterday
mm-hmm.
or against Miami, I mean, Oliver and Milano missed Miami too. You got the suspended guys. We'll see what they look like. We got Hairston. We'll see what he looks like eventually. Maybe there'll be some news on some or all these guys today. But that can make you feel better. It should make you feel better about what it is, because what it is without them does not look good.
No, that's entirely fair. I think I made that point last week, maybe last Friday after the Miami game on Thursday. Like, what's my overall on them? I think they have a chance to actually improve as the season goes on because of the youth that is playing, especially on the defensive line right now. That is an area where they will get replenished with Hoyt and Ogunjobi coming back in a couple of weeks with veteran guys. But the rookies, I think, are still going to matter, especially like Walker, who I'm very high on. Sanders flashed a couple times yesterday, but also got just manhandled. That's been really the ride with him so far. So, yeah, I mean, I think any criticism of the defense is almost, especially early yesterday, they really did stabilize as the game went on. It was just hard to... The Bills never pulled away, even though the defense sort of stabilized. Like, one, you know, after the half, the rushing defense really buckled down. I think they were getting gashed to the tune of 7 yards a carry or something in the first part of the game. And in the second half of the game, maybe under four. And it's not like New Orleans was ever so far behind that they had to abandon what they were doing, you know, until really the end when the Bills, you know, got their field goal and, you know, they've got their 12-point margin.
Easy for me to say this, but generally speaking, I don't think this, or and relatively speaking, I don't think the Saints are a team where you have to overcompensate against the pass and be more vulnerable against the run. Like,
I agree.
Should have been job one in this game.
Yeah, that's why it's so alarming that it was as bad as it was.
They're 31st in the league against the run.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
And that won't change tonight. The four teams playing tonight will not, unless somebody just completely blows up, Breece Hall or something.
Yeah.
They're probably going to still be second. Yards allowed. They're number one against the pass. And, you know, Lamar Jackson's pretty good. Tua's had his moments. You know, they're not just playing the Spencer mm-hmm. Rattlers of the world.
They might
of the world.
Still, yeah. Yesterday would have to qualify as, I don't know, not a game, like you said, that I should be worried about taking away the pass. But we have prioritized that, I think.
Properly.
Yeah, because the Bills have properly prioritized it. They haven't been that worried about getting run on. But if it's the only thing you think a team can hurt you with, then, you know, I'd like that to be better. And it's, you know, it's not to me, I don't necessarily see them, I see them making mistakes that aren't necessarily like brought on by their opponent, you know? They're getting on the wrong side of guys.
Tackles.
And missing tackles when they have opportunities. And, I mean, the one touchdown run yesterday, there's a fill in the hole, and I don't know if it was Rapp or a linebacker, but somebody misses badly. Like, that, it's he's squared up, he's got him, and he just misses it. And then Trey White barely makes an effort to get off the block he's on. To me, that play looked like he wanted no part of that that dude running at him, honestly. But there's a lot of missed, there's a lot of blown fundamental things that are happening, which, you know, again, maybe that's a function of a lot of the youth that they've got on the field. But, you know, I was listening to Chris and Steve on the way in, like I often do today, or on most days I do, but today I was listening again, and they were talking about how, you know, Bosa was out of position a number of times early on in the game. And that's not inexperience, you know? I mean, it's a new guy in your offense, I guess, or excuse me, in your defense, but, I mean, that's a 10-year veteran. So it's not like he should be someone that is hurting you from a fundamentals standpoint, and yet he has at times. He's flashed enough as a pass rusher to still feel good about him, but there have been some glaring mistakes.
Yet,
they're 4-0.
4-0, right? 31 points again. Like, what can you say? It's interesting to hear how people want to attack this. You know, like, is it just going to be a cakewalk all the way? I mean, at least until the playoffs, maybe. Like, it's, there are these issues, but they never lose in turnovers. I mean, I'm thinking about it all the time watching these games. All right, is that plus one? Is that minus one? Like, are they at risk of is the streak at, you know, in peril? Any of that? And how about how it's going around them? I mean, Baltimore is down pretty bad. It's Baltimore, Kansas City. And, all right, well, somebody's got to lose, or it could have been a tie. Somebody's got to lose, and I don't know, like, they're probably still both really good. The Ravens, though, Jackson's hurt, and defensively they're in shambles.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys out.
And they're just, they're a sieve, too. Like, it's just,
yep.
They're holding up better than, or worse than this team is.
That game going the way it went maybe was one of the most stunning things that's happened in the league so far this year, I would say. That it was just so easy, it looked like, for Kansas City to do what they wanted. And that Baltimore simply could not punch with them offensively. I mean, they just could not keep up. You were saying, I think this was on the air, we don't talk off the air on a Sunday when I'm working at home and you're in here, but Jackson didn't look right. And, you know, then suddenly there it is, like, you know, in the second half of the game, he comes out with a hamstring injury. Maybe that was bothering him all along, and it just never, you know, never missed any practice time, so there was never any injury report or anything. But he didn't look like himself, I don't think, to either of us watching the early part of that game.
Well, I thought it was true last week.
Okay.
Too.
See, I didn't notice it last week.
I mean, Detroit sacked him 7 times.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like, why? How? Was it even possible? I mean, even in the opener, when he took off against the Bills, he looked like Lamar. I mean, he looked like he looks. He's, I don't know the whole story. Like, he's changed. Not, I don't know if this happened this year, but he's messed around with his weight over the years. You know, like, 1 year he put on weight, then he took off weight, and he's trying to find the right balance. I don't know. Very strange. You never really saw him get hurt yesterday, but then the body language is terrible. He gets to the sideline. He throws his helmet. Got Derrick Henry throwing his helmet 1 week. Jackson throwing his helmet the next. He never got up. Like, nobody talked to him. He just sat there, and, like, then he was done. And John Harbaugh today said he was not going back in. Like, the injury was the reason he was not going back in, but just did not look like it looks.
No, right.
When it comes to that stuff. So, very strange. Now they have Houston, and he might miss. The thing about the Ravens is, and I was listening to Sam and Joe this morning point this out, so you've got the Bengals who play tonight, and they and the Steelers were sort of like the second choice about in that division. And the Steelers look pretty good, I would say, in their win. So you've got Pittsburgh at 3-1 and looking like Pittsburgh. You know, I tweeted yesterday, this is just another one of these Steeler games where they're going to win, and we're going to talk all week about how stupid they are. But who's stupid, maybe, because they just win these games.
They get away with it.
Right. And we'll see if the Bengals can put up a fight in Denver. The Ravens are -500 to make the playoffs.
Still, wow.
Right now.
Even at 1-3 with all these injuries. That really says a lot about what
and
you know people think of the other teams in that division.
And -200 to win it.
The division.
Yes.
Is Pittsburgh ahead of them now?
No, they're the favorite.
They're the favorite at -200.
Pretty solid favorite.
Wow.
-200. $20 to win 10 on Baltimore to finish first. I mean, no thank you, but
like,
the market still seems to think that it's a pretty sure thing.
But. Enough time for them to get right.
Yeah, and there is.
Yeah, but they need to be healthy in order for that to happen, I think. Like, right? I mean,
they need to be healthy and I'll say again, off the Lions game on Monday night, what is Derrick Henry right now? And now you have what is Jackson right now? You had that Monday night too, I guess, but like Henry had a great game here and nothing since. The game here ended in the fumble. I'm not sure he took another snap after that. And nothing since. Like there's just no efficiency
right
from their running game, which is weird. Like that's new with him and them.
On the other side, Kansas City showed up yesterday. I mean, that again, Baltimore's ravaged by injury, and maybe they were, you know, an easier mark than we would have expected. But, you know, Xavier Worthy led them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
In rushing, which isn't probably what you really want, but led them in rushing and receiving. First game back after suffering an injury that, you know, I thought would last longer than this even.
He led them in rushing on, I think, 2 carries.
Right. He had one big one for like 30-some yards and then something else. And yeah. So it wasn't like, he wasn't getting the ball. He's not a running back. I hope most of us are aware of that.
Sam was right about that. he thought Worthy would make a huge difference there and right away, and he did. I think he did. Well, one thing that we were in the middle of a conversation on postgame yesterday when Sean McDermott walked in, and when he goes, the mandate is we go to him. So we just, whoever's, if somebody's on the phone, we dump it. We're talking, we stop talking. It's McDermott. Whenever we have him, we go to it live. And a caller was talking about the tush push, like the Bills, I think, like the Bills weren't, why aren't they, you know, they had a sequence yesterday, second and short through fourth and short, and didn't run Allen. The fourth down play as a pass, that little pop pass to Shakir, you said how, it was close to working,
but yeah, it did not work. Yeah.
And what I was prepared to say, I mean, I slipped in a line because we were just talking about how I just brought up how last year, or even the year before, I think it was last year though, Brandon Bean had a comment that stuck with me in the, early in the offseason about Josh Allen and rushing, and you know, if it's week two, maybe we make a different choice. And I know yesterday was week four, but I referred to it like because we had just referred to it yesterday on the show. Like, it's why aren't they doing more like Allen running? Maybe because it's week two every week. You know, like the year where Dorsey got fired, they didn't want, maybe that was the year. They didn't want to run him, and then they were 6-6 and like, all right, well, we,
it was time to go.
Now we have to win every game.
Right.
So they did much more of it. So I think we talk about with this schedule, are the Bills holding stuff back? I don't know if they're holding stuff back. They might be. I think every team to a point might be holding like stuff back, but you sort of have a long-term game plan for your season, and as you hit turbulence, you might end up sort of, well, just like the Allen point from 2 years ago, like, all right, we got to go. So I think teams can do that, and this would be a classic team for that because of all of it, how much they've won, what the division looks like, the lead they have now, all of it, and who you're playing.
Right.
I don't know if they're doing that. I do think, though, they're dabbling with different players and different situations. We've seen that a few times this year where, even in terms of who was active yesterday, right? I mean,
Look
at Samuel.
Samuel up, and he's – did he not catch the first pass of the game maybe even? Like, it was very early they went to him anyway. Yeah. I don't know if it was the first reception of the game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I might be exaggerating that. But either way, I mean, that was notable. Yeah, I wonder. Like, I would understand – I mean – halfway through the Chiefs playoff loss last year in the AFC title game, I remember thinking, because they got stopped one time, and I thought, man, I wonder if they're going to go away from this because they're shook. And they stayed with it, and ultimately, you know, I know we can argue about whether he had that last first down or not, but, you know, they got stopped enough that they didn't get a first down on it. And yeah, is that something they're just shying away from in general, or are they waiting? Because maybe they used it so much last year that Kansas City found an antidote, right? It's their version of it had been up to that point just about as unstoppable looking as Philadelphia's had been, but Philadelphia's still going, and the Bills sort of hit a wall in January in Kansas City in the title game last year. And I wonder if they're just sort of don't want it to be as frequent this year so that if they really need it in a big spot, they'll know we can go to it and maybe teams won't be as studied up on it, which kind of would surprise me because these people have brains too. Anybody they're playing in January could be thinking the same thing. Like, well, I haven't seen the tush push on tape much this year. Whatever. Get ready for it. Let's go to school on what KC did to them last year. I wonder if they're waiting to unveil something different. Instead of, you know, even just subtly changing it. Didn't the Eagles get some credit yesterday for doing something a little different on it?
They basically ran a fake. The Barkley touchdown is basically a fake tush push play.
Okay.
It might have even been fourth down, but it looks like you know what's coming. Maybe the announcer even would have said it, and it wasn't what was coming.
Right.
Like, they pitched it out to him, and he walked in. So he's something different. You mean like maybe like going right?
Going a different way instead of going continuously to the left.
Yeah. I mean, I want to give them some benefit of the doubt here, whether that's even a good example or a correct example or not. I think there is some of this happening with them. You know, Bishop playing the whole game against the Jets when everybody else came out. Let's just, you know, we're way ahead. Let's use this and focus on him, give him more reps, all that kind of stuff. Samuel for Codrington. They know the point spread, right? Like, is that going to be something? It's a veteran, too. Like, it's somebody that,
right.
In that example, you probably feel like you can trust. Maybe you just don't necessarily think he's your best option, but, you know, here, let's do it. So I think there's some of that going on. Might not be the kind of thing they admit, because all this is always predicated on, you know, your best guys at all times. Everybody's doing their absolute best at everything always.
No team is ever going to tell you they're holding stuff back.
Because they played New Orleans.
Right. There's never, ever, ever going to admit that. If indeed it is even right. I mean, we're just supposing here.
And they do rotate on the defensive line, you know, all the time. But, you know, here is a season so far where you have rookies, right? And you have the luxury, I would say. Of course, now you're getting run on like crazy, and Oliver's hurt, and it might not be the luxury you want it to be. And this game was losable. I mean, New Orleans is down 21-19 in the fourth quarter before the Kincaid play. They kicked the field goal after the overturned touchdown Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the short drive to the Kincaid touchdown, and that's pretty much the ball game there. Football Monday on WGR. Let's go to Kyle here. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, first of all, what a day. Like, I was there yesterday with my son for his first game, and it was beautiful. I mean, the game, not necessarily, but beautiful day. So
sure.
A couple quick thoughts. You guys have already hit on a bunch of them, but I'll just rattle them off. We seem to have a problem with running quarterbacks, defending those. It does seem like Josh is turning down open 10-yard runs, and I think he's being coached to do that. There was a couple yesterday where he had the first down clearly, and instead he threw a contested ball to Knox, I think, twice. One to Kincaid, one to Knox. But we're looking at that and like, that didn't have a chance. But then, like, some positive notes, because I do think I am a silver lining guy on this, and I do think we're getting a ton of good reps for some inexperienced players. Jackson Hawes is blocking people down the field 20 yards every other play. Yeah. You guys talk about it every week, and obviously I watch it from TV, but to see it in person,
yeah.
I mean, that dude is a man among boys. And I turned to my buddy one time, I go, did you see, like, it was a good play by, I'm not sure who it was, I think maybe it was Cook, but instead I'm just watching 85 blocking a dude 20 yards down, and he was mean about it too. So I think we found something there. And then two more real quick is I think Bishop is ascending a little bit, and it's not just a pick. I was just watching him a lot, and he seemed to be in better spots. So I hope my eyes aren't lying to me there. And I do really feel like Deion Walker is, you know, he just continues to make plays. I think maybe 3 or 4 times yesterday.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that was Walker again.
Yeah.
I mean, He is the stud.
He is the stud of this draft class. I mean, it's tough. You know, Harrison hasn't had a chance yet because he's been hurt. We don't know when he's coming back. But he's outplaying, and I don't think it's even particularly close, the second-round pick Sanders. Sanders did flash a couple times yesterday. It was a really good rep on a pass play where he got very quick pressure that led to a sack. So it's not like he's not doing anything, but Walker. And there are still misses there, but I feel like there's just more hits. And, you know, to what Mike said very early in this conversation about getting guys back, Walker and Oliver together. Like, if Walker can handle the Daquan Jones role, like, that, I think, by, again, assuming good health for everyone, and Daquan Jones, I think, had a decent day yesterday overall. But I think Walker and Oliver are your two guys. There in the middle, and they have not had a chance to really do anything together yet, and I'm eager to see that. I wonder if the Bills are.
Thanks, Kyle. We'll talk some more after a break. Eric Wood at 4 today. Sal Capaccio will join us shortly thereafter. Fill us in on what news we might get in terms of IR and roster changes. Bills have lost their punter, it would seem, for some period of time, so we'll check in on Sal in a little with Sal, and maybe on Sal.
I was with Sal on Saturday. Assuming nothing happened yesterday to him, although
he's sufficiently checked in on.
I feel like I'm confident he's going to be okay.
Good. Eric and Sal next hour, perhaps you next, 803-0550 to call in. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase.
And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.